Hello, my name is Haiti. I am going to be talking about depression. And the reason why I started to think about doing this is because even though today I am currently a licensed esthetician, I have worked in the area of social work with a concentration on mental health, addiction, HIV, and AIDS for almost 30 years. And I still get a lot of private messages in social media, and people that I have known in other states, that they reach out to me and they have issues that they want me to help out with. So, and this is something that I've been asked by other people for me to do for a while, and I don't know, for whatever reason, maybe I wasn't ready until now. Was to actually start talking about this since it's something that I personally have dealt with, and everybody deals with this. But in my position as a social worker, I've worked in all aspects. I work with teenagers, I work with adults, I work with older people, the older population. I work with probation, I work with the courts, I work with in methadone, substance abuse. So, I've seen this throughout almost 26 years. I also, and I'm a certified holistic health coach and a life coach. And you can find me on social media, on Instagram, under Fabulous Within LLC, but there it's more of what I do in aesthetics. So it, really, there's nothing out there in the public when it comes to this social work area. So, like I said, many people have asked me to do something like this, a podcast kind of situation. And I'm going to start with depression, because depression is mainly something that everybody suffers from. Depression, and basically what depression is a, it could be short term or it could be long term. And short term could be in, sadness. Everybody gets sad, and for many, many reasons, people go through sadness. Now, it could be something that children go through, because you have to take into consideration that there are, as you enter from being a child, and I have seen children as young as 5 years old, have with this overwhelm, sense of sadness, and that you have to kind of like go into and see what's going on in there. Because as I'm going to talk about certain things and some simple measures that you can actually take, because I want to give you a, okay, depression, what it is, and, and where it could stem from. But I also want to give you little tools that maybe you can take into consideration until on another segment, because I do want to get into anxiety and panic attacks and things like this. Okay, so it could be short-term, because everybody gets sad. Everybody gets melancholy. Everybody gets sad. Children, teenagers, adults, everybody gets sad. It could be from grief. It could be from any kind of loss, or changes in your family, changes in your environment. I remember feeling very, very sad when I was a teenager, because I went from living in one area of a state and then moving to another state, which was totally different in all aspects. And I had a little bit of difficulty in coping with that, but that went away afterwards. But it could definitely be from food. What you're eating, if you're not nourishing your body properly, you could definitely trigger an overwhelmed feeling of sadness from a lot of junk food, a lot of chemicals, GMOs, So it could also be from deficiency in vitamins. Like I know there are a lot of people who have a vitamin D deficiency seem to have, a state of depressed being. And you should definitely look into that. Reach out to let me and ask me, about these things. It could be also from menopause. Women who go through menopause, and men too. Men go through a hormonal change that is called andropause. So menopause can also have symptoms of depression, anxiety, and they go into panic attacks. But we'll talk about all that in another time. But when you're being depleted, when your hormones are changing, when you're going through all that perspiration, you're losing a lot of minerals, you're losing a lot of vitamins, you're getting dehydrated, and that too can be a sense of that. Like I said, too, relationship issues can cause depression, and environmental issues can cause depression. Where you live can also, environmental, where you live, you're not happy where you are, that can be a cause for depression. And again, like I said, it could be short term. And what I'm talking about short term is that it could just go in through a few days, few weeks, or even a few months. But you get into the clinical depression when you're going into I don't have my books with me. It's been a while. But I know that it could be, I think it's 5 months or more, but don't quote me on that, where you could be clinically depressed. So, okay. What are the behavioral definitions of depression? You feel sad or down most of the days of the week. You engage in addictive behaviors to escape from feeling of sadness, worthlessness, and helplessness. You could present yourself with a vegetative symptoms, which that just means that you it could be sleep disturbances, appetite disturbances, lack of energy, and weight changes. And another is that you verbalize persisting feelings of helplessness, hopelessness, worthlessness, and/or guilt. You lack energy and you have excessive fatigue, so you're always tired excessively. Poor concentration, and you're indecisive. You have low self-esteem, and you also demonstrate that low self-esteem. You experience mood, and you can also have hallucinations or delusions, and we'll talk about that later on, as this is just, just a mild, definition. You could also have suicidal thoughts, meaning that you could start thinking of hurting yourself, contemplating that it's better that for you to be, dead or than alive. You can express a wish to die without, so it's just the thought of it, of suicide or hurting yourself or just... Some people actually start thinking about it, and it could grow. So, they start thinking about it, my life will be better if I whatever. Expressing that kind of thing is important, that when you start thinking like that, for you to reach out to somebody and talk about what's going on. There are a lot of places where you can actually reach out. There are hotlines that you can reach out. So, talk to somebody. Don't let it just fester. Let it sit there and just fester. Okay. So, it is important that to make some changes, because overall, you want to acknowledge that you are having these feelings, that you feel sad. And like I said, it is normal for you to feel sad. Everybody goes through sadness for whatever reason. Life happens to everybody. But you want to acknowledge. Acknowledging that you feel a certain way is very important. You don't want to sweep it under the rug. You also want to look at how often you have been feeling, how long have you been feeling like this. So you want to monitor how long have you been feeling sad. Have you been feeling sad for a few days, a few weeks? Don't, you know, sweep it under the rug thinking that it's going to go magically go away, because sometimes it doesn't. That's one thing that you can actually do. So you want to acknowledge that you do feel sad. You want to monitor how long you've been feeling sad so you don't get into the months aspect of it. And once you acknowledge that you are feeling sad, you want to acknowledge how long, and then you want to think about it. Do you want to do something about it? So if you want to do something about it, then you want to maybe journal, you know, journal what is going on, what do you want to change, and try to do a plan to change it. You also want to, you know, verbalize it. You can talk to yourself. Nobody has to hear you. Your pillow sometimes is your best, you know, best secret place. You can actually, if you're a spiritual person, you can talk to God or whoever your higher power is. And you can actually encourage yourself. Like I know in the Bible it says that David encouraged himself. So you can say, why are you feeling this way? You know, Michael, Tina, whoever your name is, why are you feeling this way? Why are you sad? And, you know, and you can verbalize that and try to do something about it rather than holding it in. And because I know a lot of people who actually, they shut themselves and they don't talk to anybody and they don't let anybody know what's going on in their lives. And actually, that's pretty bad. You need to acknowledge you're feeling sad. How long have I been feeling this way? You know, take a look. What happened, you know, that made me feel sad? And what can I do about it? I want to change this because I don't want to feel like this. So, you know, just quickly starting to take those measures and looking at some immediate solutions would be, like I said, it's very important if you, because another aspect of all of this is also the addiction part, the alcohol part, and all these things. When you are sad, when you are melancholy, do not drink. Do it. I cannot emphasize it enough that when you are feeling sad, when you're feeling melancholy, when you're feeling blue, don't drink. Do not drink. It doesn't go well. The depressed mood and alcohol, which is also another depressant, they don't mix. So you do not want to drink. I'm not saying that, you know, don't drink at all, but you do have days when you are feeling a little bit more blue than others. On those days, don't drink. Another thing is that look at your consumption of nutrition. Look at what you're eating. If you're eating too much junk food, soda, too much sugar, potato chips, too much of that, it's bad. So you need to, it's also very difficult for you to actually go ahead and change everything. So I suggest baby steps. For some people, it is very difficult to eliminate sugar. For me, I think one of the most difficult things for me was actually eliminating sugar. I was an ice cream, dessert person. Oh, my God. I could sit down and eat a whole tub of ice cream. And the only way that I broke that addiction, because sugar, it's an addiction. There's many, many, you know, many addictions. So for me, I did a 21-day fast, and it was very difficult. I remember that my mouth would water, and I would physically hurt because I was so used to eating all that sugar. We'll talk about that later on, but you can definitely start by eliminating something and replacing it with something. So if you want to eliminate let's, for instance, the soda, you can eliminate it slowly and replacing it with a little bit more water. You can definitely, for instance, because if you have an addiction to sugar, you can get the sugar from the fruits, but it's natural. So you can actually go to the supermarket and buy either fresh or buy frozen strawberries. You can buy them now. They sell them in medleys. So you can buy them frozen blueberries, strawberries, blackberries together. They come in a package, and you can make a smoothie out of that. And actually tastes very good, and it helps you with the sugar aspect, because it's just it has fruits have natural sugars, opposed to the artificial sugar. So that's one thing that you can actually do. There are other things that you can do. For instance, you can get out and walk. If you are always inside, then you don't get your vitamin D that you normally get from the sun. Now, I'm a licensed esthetician, so I'm going to tell you wear sunscreen, and I'm going to tell you that the best time for you to go out and walk, it's either before 10 o'clock in the morning or after 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's better with the sun. And if you perspire, reapply the sunscreen. So get out there and walk. And if a lot of people don't want to do that, or a lot of people, they work and they can't, and you can actually buy vitamin D with K. Now, don't buy that vitamin D alone. Buy vitamin D with K. Like I said, you can reach out to me, and I'll give you more information on those things. Another thing that you can do is you can look up on YouTube all kinds of videos on stretching. You can actually do jumping rope. It's very, very good. If you can buy a rebounder, it's also very good. Just do jumping jacks in your living room, and that will get you moving a little bit. Another thing that is very important that I have personally done is that there are your brain, your mind is a computer. So there are situations, there are movies, there are music, there are all kinds of things that can trigger you to feeling sad. When you're starting to do this, it's very important for you to recognize, for me it was music. Certain songs would trigger certain feelings of whatever was happening in my life at that time, and it was a bad situation, so I noticed that I would feel sad. So I started to, you know, identify that, and I don't listen to those songs. Sometimes I'm in a better state, and I can actually listen to these songs, and they don't affect me as much. But if looking at the past is always going to get you in the past, and you cannot move forward. So you have to get out of being in the past, feeling about the past, you know, and all these things. And again, those are things that we're going to talk later on. For today, I just wanted to talk up briefly about these things, and I hope that it does help. This is my very first podcast. Please give me feedback. I would really appreciate it. And I'm trying not to make it long, actually, and I'm trying to make it as less clinical as possible. It's a real person. I've gone through it. Everybody goes through this. But again, you know, this is something that I feel that we need to talk about. So reach out and let me know how this helps you, and ask me for other topics that you might want to talk about. Okay, thank you. Bye.